Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, on this the 1st of December 2017. 1 month to go before 2018 is here. I can't believe this year has gone so fast. It just seems like yesterday I remember celebrating New Year, bringing in 2017, and now we're looking at 2018. They say the time speeds up as you get older. Maybe that's what's happening. Anyway, I hope you're all doing very well out there. A lot going on in the world of reverse speech. Let me tell you some of the things that are happening. Our new iPhone app should be ready in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be guess anyone who has bought the old app, we will be notifying you of the upgrade. That should be very exciting. Looking forward to getting that new app out, and then we start straight on the Android app, and that should only take a month or so to get that one done too. So all looking very good. That's happening on the app front. Training front, we have three classes going now in reverse speech. We have an investigator class, an analyst class, and a practitioner class. The practitioner class is almost finished. We have one class left to go on that. And so we've got a lot of new students out there, a lot of analysts out there in the field, new analysts who will be out there practicing. And the whole field of reverse speech just continues to grow and grow and grow, which is all very exciting stuff. What else is going on? The documentary, still got a couple more shots to do before that's finished, but it's looking very good, shaping up quite well. We've already got some bites and interest in the documentary from some networks, so that's good. It's just keeping on moving along. So there we go. I have no guests for you today, so I don't know what I'm going to do in the second hour, but I'll work something out. We're going to play reversals of course in the first hour. Looking to take your calls, if you like to call in, the toll-free number in America is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Toll-free. Call me. Say hello. Tell me anything you want about reverse speech. No. I want to tell you on some other little amusing things that are going on. Well, not amusing, observations. You may remember, about a year ago or so now, I played reversals on this show. Gee, it was almost 18 months ago now, of the moon landing. And how reversals seem to be pointing to the moon landing being real. And I know a lot of conspiracy theorists out there don't believe that we actually went to the moon. But the reversals I found are all congruent reversals giving extra information about the landing, which is what you would expect to find when someone is telling the truth. Reversals giving extra information. If they're lying, you're going to get direct contradictory reversals that say the opposite to what they're saying. That's up on YouTube, all my reversals about the moon landing. And it's the one video that everyone seems to not agree with. There seems to be a whole lot of people out there who don't believe he went to the moon. And I've been getting some quite vitriolic posts on the moon landing video on YouTube. So very interesting observation. So the other one I get a lot of negative comments on is the reversals on the Queen, talking about the death of Princess Di, which shows her to be not particularly sympathetic or remorseful. Let's just be diplomatic and say that. And I get a lot of hate emails from the Queen's reversals on Princess Di. So if you want to see the two most controversial videos I have up on YouTube, go to my YouTube channel. It's Red Wolf 333, and go and have a look at the moon landing and Princess Di reversals, and see what you think about them. Oh, I don't know. You know, it's we are so what's the word? Tied to our belief systems. They really form the filter of the way we view the world. And it's very, very difficult to step outside of belief systems and see things for what they are rather through the filter of our own eyes. And that's been a big problem in training students. It's been one of my observations is to step outside of belief systems and to be able to analyze objectively and draw conclusions objectively is the biggest problem I have in training students. You know, we were marking some homework this week, and, you know, you can tell who the student is just by the conclusions that they draw on the reversals. And you see, you shouldn't be able to do that. Independent documentation, you know, should be independent. So that's the biggest problem. And, is stepping outside of our own belief systems and having the courage to see what really is there rather than what we want to be there. I mean, I faced this when I first started doing reverse speech many, many years ago. Oh, 33 years, 34 years next year. Wow, gee, long time. And this is a back when I think I would have classified myself as a fundamentalist Christian when I first started. I certainly wouldn't classify myself in that category now. I don't know what category you would classify me in. My beliefs and opinions have been molded by reverse speech over the last 30 years. But where my breakthrough came was in the first year I was really getting into this. A lot of the reversals I were finding were validating my belief systems and my fundamentalist Christianity. And one day I just thought to myself, well, this can't be right. I can't be right in everything. And then I started to look beyond what I believed and started to approach reverse speech as what could it teach me? What could I learn about myself and about other people? And I gradually learned to step out of my belief systems that I carried around and starting to document independently. And by documenting independently, I mean that you see the forwards, you see the reverse, and you draw a conclusion based solely on what is said in the forwards and solely what is said in the reverse. And that's what I'm trying to train my analysts to become, is independent documenters, so that no matter what they believe or what beliefs or attitudes guide them, they can still document independently. And that's very difficult to do. Belief systems, we hold onto them very rigidly and very tightly, and they really form our view of the world. So somehow we learned how to be how to step beyond what we believe and start to assess the world around us. What information does it give us? What can we learn from our surroundings? What can we learn from reverse speech? Reverse speech is an incredible truth teller, and it will give you amazing truth and information from the unconscious. But you've got to be open to receiving what it has to say. And if it contradicts your belief systems, then rather than throwing out reverse speech, which many people do, you've got to be able to look at your belief systems and say, gee, could I be wrong? Could I be wrong? Could my beliefs be inaccurate? I mean, and they're the type of questions that you must start to ask. And they're the type of questions that reverse speech demands that you ask. Because to really immerse yourself in reverse speech and swim in the seas of the collective unconscious, you've got to be open to where it takes you. You've got to be open to what it reveals to you, even if that is contrary to what you believe. And reverse speech has taught me a lot over the years, a lot about creation and manifestation. One of the great secrets of reverse speech is that the world in which we live is a reflection of our unconscious. And I see this time and time again, analyzing reversals, is that you can invariably see in the person's world the reverse speech that they are running. And so the unconscious creates a physical world in which we live. And it takes courage to look into, and Carl Jung talked about looking into the face of the water. What's the actual quote? I should try and get that quote up. Whoever goes to the face of the water will first of all see his own face. This test, this confrontation is the test of true courage, is essentially how the quote goes. I wonder if I can put my hand on that quote real quick. I think I've got it here. It's a great quote from Carl Jung that I have in the front of my investigator manual, actually. So if I pull out my investigator manual here, I'll be able to quote that quote. It's a classic quote that anyone who ever gets involved with reverse speech needs to take in hand and become the essence of what they are doing. Here we go. Whoever looks into the face of the water will first of all see his own face. Whoever goes to himself risks a confrontation with himself. The mirror does not flatter. It faithfully shows whatever looks into it, namely the face we never show to the world because we cover it with the persona, the mask of the actor. But the mirror shows the true face. This confrontation is the first test of courage on the inner way, a test sufficient to frighten off most people. Are you willing to look into the face of the water and see your own face? Are you willing to think that you may be wrong in some of your beliefs and attitudes of life? Because that is what reverse speech demands that you do, to be able to see yourself for who you really are. Let go of those belief systems that are holding you back and restricting your worldview. Because there's a whole lot out there to see if you can step beyond the veil and see who you really are and see what life really is. And like I said, I was a fundamentalist Christian when I first started doing reverse speech. That's how I heard of reverse speech, as a youth pastor of a church. I was running a halfway house with street kids at the stage at the time, and traveling evangelist was traveling through, preaching the rock and roll with the devil's music, and if you play records backwards, you could hear satanic messages. And that's how I got started in this whole field. So back from the satanic messages days. So anyway, as I continued researching, once I asked myself the question, well, can my opinions and beliefs be right? They can't all be right. So therefore, I'm doing something wrong. And I started to step beyond my beliefs and started to look at what reverse speech could really teach me. And what it taught me was amazing lessons, amazing truths, amazing insights into the unconscious and to people and to who we really are. Reverse speech has taught me we are a conglomeration of many different parts. There are hundreds of metaphors that reside in the unconscious mind. And the way these metaphors all work together creates human behavior and personality. And I've been able to learn and build a matrix of the unconscious mind. I've been able to get a grasp into real spirituality. Because at the ultimate level, reverse speech talks about the soul. It talks about the spirit. It describes us as spiritual beings. It talks about God in many different forms, many different names. God in reverse speech is not just one being, or sorry, one name. As I've heard God as Elohim, El, Yahweh, Sophia, which is, according to Gnostic Gospel, is a female name of God. And then, of course, you have Buddha and Krishna and Shiva. Shiva is a very, very common metaphor that comes up frequently. And you have a lot of the ancient gods, Zeus, Odin, Isis, of course, the goddess Isis. And there's many, many deities that appear in reverse speech. And reverse speech teaches us that God goes by many, many different names. And one of the great revelations of all is that God resides inside of us. He, she, it is not some majestic being sitting on the throne up in the sky. The God energy is an intricate part of all of us. We are all connected to the cosmos. We are all connected to the divine. And that's one of the great truths about reverse speech that I've learned, is that God, however you understand that being is, resides in the deep unconscious. And we have divine powers now. Because we are, whether we know it or not, are creating the world in which we live, the car we drive, the house we live in, the life that we choose, the people that we interact with and associate with are all chosen by the unconscious. It all happens in the unconscious long before it becomes conscious. And this creation process is happening outside of our conscious awareness. I mean, 95% of the human brain is unconscious. We only have access to 5%, if that. I think it's even less than that, of our total consciousness. And we only have access to that small amount because we have limiting beliefs and limiting attitudes that stop us from really seeing and really exploring beyond who we are now. And once we can step beyond our limiting beliefs and limiting attitudes, we start to have more connection with the unconscious. We start to see more of who we are and understand more of who we are. And we can start to get a handle and control on our creative and manifestation processes. If we can dare to look beyond our own limitations, our own fixed views of the world, we will have more access to the unconscious. And we can begin to control how we create and how we manifest rather than have it control us. And so the truth we need to learn is, first off, is that we are creators. Whether we like it or not, whether we are aware of it or not, part of the functions of the unconscious is to create and manifest the world in which we live. And that creation and manifestation process goes on unconsciously. It is unconscious because we are unable to step beyond our own limiting beliefs and thoughts and delve into the world of the unconscious. And that is one of the great powers of reverse speech. It will open us up to these hidden abilities and hidden talents if we can dare but step beyond. And that's what I've learned in the 33 years I've been doing reverse speech, is that God lives within. We are co-creators of our universe. Our universe that we're creating and manifesting is a total reflection of the unconscious. If we want to change the universe in which we live, we need to first of all step beyond and have courage to see what is really down in the unconscious. And once we can see who we really are beyond our own limiting beliefs, then we can begin to gain control of our unconscious processes and start to manifest what we really wish and what we really want. And that's essentially part of what I'm doing in session work, is working with clients, is enabling them to see what lies in the unconscious and then to have courage to confront that and embrace it. So this is what the essential message of my latest book, It's Only a Metaphor, is all about. It's all about how we create and manifest from the unconscious mind. And so, yeah, if you haven't got that book, go and get a copy of it. It's onlyametaphor.com. Go to itsonlyametaphor.com and get your copy of my latest book. I have started writing my next book. It's called The Still Small Voice. And that is all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. And that's going to be quite an amazing book. That one, when I have started it, I'm one paragraph in. So there we go. So, but that is a start. So I'm just trying to get some inspiration as to where to take it. I've got to get an outline in my head and get some time to write more. That would be a wonderful thing to do, wouldn't it? So I love writing. I've written 6 books so far that are in print, and lots of other books as well that will get into print one day. So there we go. All right, okay, we're going to be going into our break any second. And when we get back, don't forget to call in. I'd like to hear from you. Toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Call in and say hi. Love to hear from you. Get your thoughts on all of this. And what do you think about reverse speech? What have you learned through reverse speech in the time that you've been associated with it? And so there we go. All right, there's our break, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy 2 Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay,
Hey, we are back. This is David John Eich. You are listening to the weekly Reverse Speech Show on this first day of December. There we go. I want to play you a marvelous little reversal that was found recently on a child. And this is... That's not the one I want. Hang on. Where is the one I want? I think this is the one I want. Yeah, here we go. This is got to be one of the cutest little kids reversals I've ever heard. So here's the forwards.
I'm just going to yell at me. Actually, no, I'm not going to yell at it, ma'am. I have a better idea. Yell in their ear.
And this one backwards says, "You wear underwear, I'm big boy."
No, ma'am, I'm big boy.
You wear underwear, am I a big boy? Here, play it again. You wear underwear, am I a big boy?
No, ma'am, I'm big boy.
There we go. No, yeah, you were underwear, I'm a big boy. There you go. What do you think about that? I thought that was a classic reversal. All right, to call in, toll free, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And let us know... what you think about reverse speech and everything you've learned in the years that you've been listening to me, and many years. I'm trying to find the reversals on the Queen to show you why they're causing so many problems. And I think I'm not too sure where I've got them saved now. We'll have a quick, if I can see them at the top of my head, I'll play you to them, and you can see why people get so upset about them. You know what? I can't even find them now. How frustrating. If I can put my hands on a real quick, but I can't do that. Okay, look. Oh, here we go. Look at that. There we go. Here we go. Okay, so this is some of the reasons why... the Queen's reversals caused so much confrontation. So here's the forwards.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And this one says, sell her, feel it now.
Sell her, feel it now.
Sell her, feel it now. Sell her, feel it now.
So that's internal dialogue. She's selling Princess Di and telling her to feel it now. And here she is again.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And this one says, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve.
So they will benefit from the fuss that is happening, okay? And here we have again.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express the sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
And this one says, she needs this, soul was nicer. Actually, quite a deep reverse. I'll play it, then I'll talk about what it means. She needs this, soul was nicer.
She needs this, soul was nicer.
She needs this, soul was nicer. She needs this, soul was nicer.
So what she's saying is that her soul was nicer than she was. And she needs death. Death is what she needs because her soul was nicer than what she was in person, and so she'll make the transition. It's a very condescending reversal, is what it is. Very condescending reversal. So sell her, feel it now. She needs this. Soul was nicer. the Fossil Service. So that's caused a lot of problems. Go and read some of my comments, some of the comments on the Queen's video on YouTube, and see what you think of it. Okay, well then, seeing we talked about that one, let's have a look at the moon landing again and see why that was so controversial. Okay, so, gee, I've got quite a few here. Let me pull some out. Where's the one I want? Okay. Gee, there's quite a few here. Okay, here's one about the LEM, the Lunar Exploration Model. Here's the forwards.
There's electricity behind that. I'm not sure I want to stick my little finger. Here's a ballpoint pen, but that's metal. Okay, we did have a felt tip pen. It wasn't illegal, but somehow it wasn't on the list.
And this one says, LEM set them there.
LEM set them there.
LEM set them there. LEM set them there.
And the LEM is the Lunar Exploration Model. So so here's another reference to the LEM.
Bill is now unveiling the plaque.
Okay, and this one says, off from your LEM.
Off from your LEM.
And he's talking about unveiling the plaque, and the plaque was attached to the base, the landing module of the LEM, the Lunar Exploration Module. So this is giving extra information, okay? So he's saying the plaque is off from your LEM. That's the type of information we expect to hear when someone is telling the truth. Let's run that again.
Bill is now unveiling the plaque.
And off from your LEM.
Off from your LEM. Off from your LEM.
And here's another one, Buzz Aldrin, talking about the moon landing, Apollo 11 we're looking at.
The blue color of my boots have completely disappeared now into this I don't know exactly what color to describe this other than beige cocoa color.
This one says, but there's dark, see the dust. Yeah, there we go. So once again, you know, talking, giving extra information. You know, there's dark, see the dust. Here's a, oops, that one was dead. Let's try another one. Where are we? We'll try this one. Okay, so here's another one.
I got my suit dirty at this stage.
And he says, needed this helmet.
Needed this helmet. Needed this helmet. I got my suit dirty at this stage.
No, needed this helmet. Sorry, do it again.
Needed this helmet.
Yeah, so there we go. Well, once again, obviously they need a helmet. So it's just giving us extra information. Oh, here's Armstrong. This is an interesting one.
Oh, there could be some very attractive cases made for going to Mars. Some of the various approaches to doing that in both manned and unmanned machines seem to be very persuasive to me.
Here's one who says, we've missed Mars mission.
We've missed as an issue.
Huh.
We've missed as an issue.
I'll be bothered.
With Miss Fascination.
Yeah, well, that's quite a true statement, isn't it? They have missed the Mars mission. So that's a true statement. Here's another one on Aldrin. What's this one?
But as you moved further...
this is Armstrong, sorry.
But as you moved further, such the sun was higher above the horizon, you actually start to see the tans and browns appear, although at a very low level. Similarly, on the surface of the moon, the same characteristic is evident.
And this one says, it was the first.
It was the first.
It was the first. It was the first.
And it was. It was the first mission to land on the moon. And here he is talking about landing the mission.
The moon has no atmosphere, so you're flying in a vacuum, and the gravity is much lower. So the characteristics of a flying machine in that environment are very different than they are here on Earth.
And here he says, you land that mission now. See, these are all congruent reversals giving extra information. If he was lying, it would be give a totally contradictory reversal. But these are all solutions. I hear he's talking about the missing switch on the LEM when they took off.
Well, I really think that had we not done that, we'd still been all right. But it was just insurance. It's nice to get a little insurance now. Yes.
And this is, we were wanting that knob.
We're ready, mountain out.
The backpack knocked the switch or the knob off the main firing for the firing of the main engines, and they replaced the knob by putting a ballpoint pen in the socket. So that's a very well known story about Apollo 11, and so we were wanting that knob. Just confirms the tale. Here's another one.
35 degrees. We've been descending about 2,000 meters a minute. We're now down to about below 1,000 meters in altitude. My computer tells me that it's taking us to a landing just on the right side of that big crater on the up in the up left hand corner. The slopes are steep and the rocks look very large, the size of automobiles. Certainly not a place that I want to land. So I took over manually from the computer, the autopilot, and flew it like a helicopter on out to the west to try to find a smoother, more level landing spot.
This one says, I boosted our burn in this.
I boost our burn in this.
Yeah, so there we go. I boost our burn in this, which is what he did. So it's all giving extra information about the mission. So we assume that then he's telling the truth. Yeah, here's another one on Armstrong.
You've got three more steps and then a long one.
And he says, and I'll remember space.
Yeah, there we go.
Once again, extra information. Oh, here's one he's probably worried about his wife being nervous.
Okay, your purpose looks like it's clear and okay. The toes are about to come over the sill.
This one says, wife, feel the vomit.
Wife, feel the vomit.
So I'd say his wife was upset. Worried, that's a better word. Oh, here's one about Richard Nixon. Let's play this one. This is Buzz Aldrin.
We went through an averaging technique on board and then fed this information into the computer, and this came up with our various alignment checks.
This one says, and I will serve rudder from Nixon.
And now let's air rudder from Nixon.
Wow.
And now let's air rudder from Nixon.
That's clear.
Rudder,
the direction where Nixon is steering them on the moon mission. I'll serve rudder from Nixon. You know, Nixon was a president of those days, so he's just expressing his loyalty is what would be. All right, now here's one that might be a lie. Yeah, let's listen to the forwards on this. Toll free, call me, 844-769-2944. I'd like to hear your opinion on all of this. 844-769-2944. All right, here's the forwards.
We did find that mobility on the surface was, in general, a good bit better than perhaps we had anticipated it.
And here he says, they now fib you.
They now fib you.
Huh.
They now fib you.
There we go.
They now fib you.
Okay, so there's an incongruent reversal. What are they lying about? Let me see. Well, here's another one about a lie. Okay.
That is the U.S. Eagle carrying the olive branch to the lunar surface, and we thought it was appropriate to deposit this replica of the olive branch before we left.
And this one says, I share the lie. Okay, so, all right. So, okay, well, there's an interesting one. But here's one that's another, that's a confirming reversal.
Of course, the Apollo 12 mission will have two different periods of EVA, one early in the mission and then sleep period, and then another EVA following that.
This one says, yeah, we were running in the dirt.
Yeah, you'd be running in the dirt.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Yeah, you'd be running in the dirt. Yeah, you'd be running in the dirt.
Incongruent reversal. I don't know what the lie is that he's referring to. Some people say the lie is I didn't go to the moon, but the reversals confirm they did. The lie may mean they weren't the first people on the moon. I don't know. And here's another reversal about Mars. Let's run this forward. If it decides to open. Okay, here's the forward.
The moon is takes on more of a brown color, almost a rosy looking place, a fairly friendly place.
And this one says to Mars making it.
To Mars making it.
To Mars making it. To Mars making it.
Yeah, obviously that's where they want to go. They want to get to Mars. Okay. All right, let's see. Oh, there's lots of other reversals here. Here's an interesting one. Here's a straightforward one.
Took the opportunity to try to take some photographs of it, but our film was just not sufficiently fast to capture the event.
And this one says, build the ships.
Build the ships.
Build the ships. Build the ships.
Yeah, well, that's what they want to do, isn't it? Okay, so, here's an interesting one when they're talking about a lot of the moon conspiracy theorists who claim we didn't went say that the Van Allen belt that surrounds the planet, the radiation belt, and no one can fly through that and live. Well, the astronauts all claimed they flew through it. They were all fine, and they actually could see sparks of radiation, little flashes of light. So listen to this, forwards.
Now, what that all meant, I don't know, but it wasn't the kind of radiation that gave us a problem of any kind. But you could see it. You could close your eyes, and just you could see these things shoot by. We all saw it.
This one says, you see this.
You see this?
You see this? You see this?
See, that's another congruent reversal, okay? We saw these things shoot by, and you see this. So he's telling a true story. If he was telling a wrong story, then you would get a contradictory reversal. So, so there we all go. So make of that what you will. Here's one that says, I did walk.
In the bottom right of the photograph is the crater Maskelyne, and in the bottom center is the mountain called Boot Hill.
And this is I did walk.
I did walk. I did walk. I did walk.
Yeah, so I did walk. I walked on the moon. Look, these are congruent reversals that giving extra information about the moon mission. And once again, this highlights the need for total unbiased analysis outside of your belief systems. Because I've seen about three clips up on YouTube by uncertified, unqualified people who claim we didn't go to the moon based on reversals that they found. Now, you go and listen to the reversals, they're not there. They're just gibberish. I mean, it's so... I get very frustrated when I see some of these videos and claims that people are making, and I play the reversals, and they're just not there. You just can't hear them. A genuine reversal is very clear, very obvious. It jumps up out of the gibberish. One of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make is they think there is no gibberish, that everything backwards is meaningful. Well, that's just not so. Genuine reversals are very obvious. They're normally only 4, 5, 6 words in length. They've got a distinct tonal signature that's different from the surrounding gibberish. And they just jump up out of the gibberish and you can hear them. See, gibberish itself is full of sounds and half words and phonemes that if you want to stretch your head, you can put anything into them. And that's the biggest a challenge in training new students is to stop putting meaning to the gibberish and start listening for the genuine reversals that jump up out of the gibberish. They're very obvious, very plain. Every word can be heard. Every syllable is there. Every consonant vowel sound is there. And they're all very precise, and they are genuine reversals. And if you want to find the genuine reversals, you need to be able to relax, get into it, stop micro-managing and sit back and just let the gibberish run and the gene reversals will jump out at you. You can't go in with a preconceived notion or a preconceived agenda. You've got to be willing to go with what the reversals tell you. And then if you can go with what the reversals tell you and step outside of what you believe and what you perceive to be true, you may find there's a whole new wonderful world out there. And so that's the real trick, you know. And I guess if anything for this first hour of the show that I'm trying to emphasize is that reverse speech takes us to a new reality, a new level of truth. And we need to be open to learn what it can teach us rather than try and let our beliefs mold the reversals. And if you can do that, you're well on the way to becoming a good reverse speech analyst. Next training class starts April 21st next year. The class is already half full. If you're interested in doing reverse speech and you want to take training, I suggest you sign up now. It's a 6-month course. It's one class every 2 weeks. But it's very strongly homework driven, and a lot of it is marking your homework and giving you feedback on your reversals. There we go. Go to reversespeech.com and then click onto the training tab and to sign up. Become part of this wonderful new revolution of truth, because that's what reverse speech ultimately will lead to. A revelation or an unveiling of the truth of who we really are as a species, our destiny. It's all there in reverse if we can just step beyond what we believe and be willing to learn what it can teach us. Now that's the secret to correct analysis. That's the secret to finding accurate reversals. And that's the secret to finding the secrets. There. Step beyond what you believe. Be willing to open yourself to new possibilities, new ideas. Okay? And, so that's the biggest challenge in training new students is to get them to move out of belief system and start to document what the reversals are actually saying. Okay? Of course, that's if you believe reverse speech to be the truth. If you truly do believe reverse speech to be the truth, then that should be a very easy transition to make. If you don't have full belief, then that's going to be a difficult transition to make. So I always, even from the very first, well, from the very first days, you know, my attitude was always, look, I know nothing about the unconscious mind or human behavior or human personality. I will do what reverse speech has to teach me. Okay, so I'll learn what reverse speech has to teach me. So there we go. Okay. All right. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.